In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing where we left off, and we left off on volume 23, 2:9-19:28, and we're starting the third paragraph. In the last paragraph, Jesus says, "We love Louisa, our tiny little one, who asked for and wanted what we ourselves wanted from that time." So each and every one of us were in the mind of God before creation. God planned everything for us. All eternity is ours. The beatific vision is for us to enjoy, we participate in it by looking at God and in its ecstasy. And that's what God is giving to us in the Blessed Sacrament. When we're in front of Jesus in exposition, he's showing himself to us. And we have to, it's God, and we have to begin to see with a divine perspective. And Jesus gives us this, and little by little, we get glimpses of him. So Jesus says, "And just as I did everything, I suffered everything, I consumed everything in order to form all possible and imaginable remedies for all the redeemed ones." Now, this is important. You have the Old Testament with 4,000 years of praying for the Messiah. Then you have the New Testament for 2,000 years of learning how to love God through the ways of the saints. You know, each saint had a different and unique way of coming to God. Just like in the Old Testament, there was, you know, Samson, the strong one, Solomon, the wise one, David, the one with the heart. Each one had a virtue, if you want to say. In the New Testament, it's the same thing. And Jesus says what the sanctified souls are going to have is everything that they had in the Old Testament, the strength and the wisdom and the heart, to the New Testament with the great and heroic saints, the martyrs of that gave up everything to follow Christ and his church. And now in this time of sanctification, it's to receive everything. See, Adam possessed everything. In the Old Testament, we saw the holy ones, the good souls, you know, and now in the New Testament, because being redeemed, how to live in the divine will, how to do the divine will. And now for sanctification, how to live in the divine will. See, God is always giving more. And he says, finally, now after 6,000 years, we've entered the 7,000th year. Now it's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming to humanity. And he's offering this to us. All the remedies for the redeemed ones. To dispose us, all the remedies, all the sacraments and sacramentals, to receive the great good of my divine will reigning in their midst. To, again, echo, to reflect, to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So you, Louisa, in order to prepare my kingdom for humanity, must enclose all that is holy, all that is good, by dint of your pains. You must consume all evils. Now think about that. Jesus did this on the cross. Mary did this at the foot of the cross. By dint of their pains, they consumed all the evils. And now the newborn, they're saying to Louisa, we have to have a human in order to enter in. We've accomplished everything as the Son of God and the Mother of God. Now we've redeemed humanity. Now is the time for humanity to participate fully. That's sanctification. So Louisa, we've allowed you by dint of your pains to consume all evil. So what happened? Louisa was crucified, Jesus says, every day. Why? To consume evils, to kill them, to destroy them, and to convert them into life. That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. And now they've asked a human, would you be willing to do this? Now, the beauty of this is it makes the life of my divine will born again in the midst of humanity through a human born of original sin. See, I've heard people say, well, we're going to live like this until Christ comes back. No, there has to be sanctification. We weren't born. I mean, God didn't die on the cross so we'd live like this until Christ returns. No. Jesus comes back to earth. Why? To present to the Father a perfected humanity. What's the perfected humanity? It's the life of Jesus and Mary. So who has done this? Nobody, Jesus says. But you, Louisa, you must enclose all that is holy, all that is good. How? Through your suffering. So who are the ones that suffered the most? It was Jesus and Mary and now the newborn. I mean, which one of us could stay in bed if we could walk for the rest of our life? Which one of us could we stop eating, stop drinking, stop sleeping? Louisa did that. And when Father Bucci, we'd say, what was she like? She was so peaceful. She was focused on God. She delighted in the holy, in the good, in the saintly, in the divine will. So it says, Louisa, you must be my echo. So when you read the echo book, it's Louisa. You must be my echo. When you read the echo book, learn to pray the way Jesus taught Louisa. Don't make up your own prayers. Okay? Echo Jesus as Louisa did. That's what the echo book is for. You know, I've heard so many people say, well, I'm writing the great divine will prayers. No, you're not. You're not Louisa. You know, you're not the newborn. You're not the firstborn. It's Louisa. And this is the thing that Jesus tells Louisa, that he is going to show the world who Louisa is. We haven't seen anything yet. It's just the beginning. And when we see Louisa, the earth is going to shake. It's going to be for those who are jumping up and down, praising God, glorifying God, worshiping God. Here is a human who now has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the firstborn, the newborn. And then there's going to be those who are going to wail and grind their teeth, pounding the earth with their feet and their fists, knowing they're not going to be with God. So Jesus says, Louisa, you must be my echo. Louisa, in whom I must form the deposit from which my kingdom, the kingdom of my fiat, must arise again, must come back to the earth again. Follow me step by step, Louisa, that you may feel the life, the heartbeat, the happiness of the kingdom that I contain within me, that wants to come out in order to reign in the midst of humanity. How many of us experience the heartbeat of Jesus in our hearts? Have you felt Jesus' heart beating in your heart? Knowing it's not you, it's Jesus. Knowing this is divine, not human. How many have experienced the life of Jesus, the breath of Jesus, the steps of Jesus? And you're living in the divine will, huh? Louisa did. I must form the deposit from which the kingdom of my fiat divine of my fiat must arise in you, Louisa. I want you to walk in my walking. I want you to feel the life, the heartbeat, the happiness of the kingdom that I, God, contain within me, that my mother contains within her, and I that wants to come out to reign in the midst of all of humanity. We're just at the beginning. And my love for the divine will is so great that if I allowed the infernal enemy to penetrate into Eden, I, God, shall not allow him to set foot in the Garden of Eden in the kingdom of my fiat. Those are the words of Jesus. The evil one will not be able to touch us. Louisa says, how can this be? Adam fell. How come we won't fall? He says, because you have me as your Adam. You have Mary as your Eve. He cannot come into this garden, this Eden of the kingdom of my fiat. And this is why I permitted that the evil one draw near me in the desert to debilitate him, to put an end to his steps, and to close the way for him that he might not even dare to enter into this Eden that I'm preparing for humanity. So why did he, it wasn't God's weakness. It was to debilitate him. And now when he stopped Adam and Eve from praying in the garden, it was 4,000 years of silence until Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, came to earth. And then the saints tried with their saintly way, their good way, their holy way to echo Jesus, especially as the prayer of the Our Father. But now everything has changed. 40 days after Louisa died, Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. My children are now going to enter into eternity. That's Eden, where they belong. And enjoy the beatific vision, where the evil one and his children will always be trapped in time and space. That's here. Time and space. Never be able to enter into eternity and never be able to enjoy the beatific vision. We have been called by God to participate in looking at him. and to enter into this awe of God, of how beautiful, how holy, how perfect, how loving he is, and falling in love with our God for all eternity. God has got great plans, and we're in them. All that he's asking of us is get out of the way so the kingdom can be established. That's all he's asking. 5:23, 3:11, 19:28. As I was thinking about what was the difference that passed between the Holy Virgin Mary and my lovable Jesus, since both of them lived, had the divine volition as their life. It's full dominion in them. It's kingdom in them. That's what Joseph was in the presence of the new Adam and the new Eve. Joseph, this is why the Holy Family is so great. We are in the presence now of Jesus and Mary. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into this divine will. I want you to have it at its life. I want you to have its full dominion. I want you to have its kingdom. So he says, come to me, all you are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. How do we do this? He says, you must be perfected as the Heavenly Father is perfect. How do we do this? If you have the book of heaven, God is showing you. If you're reading it, you're getting step by step closer and closer to what God has planned for you. And my sweet Jesus, moving to my interior, told me, my daughter, between myself and the celestial mother, Mary, her mother and queen, was the will that animated us. One was the life. However, between Our Lady and I passed this difference. Between a house that is such that the sun enters into it from all sides, and in a way that the light invests it, dominates it, there's that one part of this house in which the light does not act as queen, and therefore it is prey to the light. Receives always light, grows under the influence of the light. And another house that possesses the sphere of the sun within itself. Therefore, again, Jesus and Mary, it was this light of the sun, S-U-N, that was within them. Where the saints, it was the light that was on the outside of the house. So he says, another house that possesses the sphere of the sun within itself and therefore does not receive the source of light from outside, but possesses it inside. That's Jesus and Mary. There is not a difference between the one and the other. He says, now this is the difference that passes between me and my mother. Our Lady is the house infested by the light. Our Lady gave herself prey to the divine will, and the Son of my divine will kept giving Our Lady always. It nourished her with divine light, and she grew within the endless rays of the eternal Son of my fiat. On the other hand, my holy humanity possessed within itself the sphere of the divine Son and its source that always rises without ever decreasing. And the Sovereign Queen drew from me the light that gave her life and the glory of the Queen of Light, because the one who possesses a good can be called queen of that good. So here he's saying the light that came from him as Lord, God, Savior, Master, King radiated in Our Lady. You know, she had this Son within herself. It was Our Lady's paradise. I mean, it was our Lord's paradise was the womb of Mary. So Louisa says, after this, I was following my divine will, praying my round. Again, learn to pray the round. If you haven't started that, your whole prayer life will change. If you pray, start praying the rounds daily, learning how to do this, echoing Jesus and Mary. Don't write your own prayers. It's like echoing Jesus and Mary through Louisa. This is what happened. She says, I arrived at the home of Nazareth. There's no time or space. The bilocation that Jesus says, I promise to my children, is not the bilocation of the saints. The bilocation is God taking us with him. So she says, praying my rounds. So here she is adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God. She arrived at the home of Nazareth. Jesus took her there. And my love of Jesus had conducted where he conducted his hidden life. In order to follow his acts, I was saying to him, my love. Did we talk to Jesus like that? My love, my life, my light. There is no act that you do in which I love you does not follow you. To ask you by means of your acts, Jesus, for the kingdom of your divine will. Do you see how the rounds? My love, Jesus, my light, Jesus, my life, Jesus. There is no act that you do. I'm so one with you that every thought, word, and deed that you do, I want my, I love you there. That's the rounds. I want to follow you. I want to ask you by means of your acts and my, I love you with you for the kingdom of your divine will. My, I love you follows you everywhere. See, this is the life of Louisa, always one with Jesus, always dying to her ego and her will so that the divine will reigns. Do you see? We don't want a human I love you anymore. We want Jesus I love you. I want to echo Jesus I love you to the Father. I love you with Jesus beating in my heart, beating, following Jesus everywhere, step by step. See, our memory isn't going to be of us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. It's going to be of Jesus, the new Adam of the new Eve, to be one with the new Adam, one with the new Eve. That's Louisa. The steps you take, the words you speak, the wood you hammer. While you hammer the wood, you hammer the human will. Stop it. You stop it. That it may be undone. And so why? So your divine will may rise again in the midst of my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, my parishioners, the world. I want my I love you to flow in the water that you drink. See, we're in the memory of Jesus. Do this in memory of me. My I love you flows in the water you drink, flows in the food you take, flows in the air you breathe, flows in the rivers of love that pass between you and your mother and Saint Joseph. And in the prayers you do It's that's what we want to do. I don't want my prayers anymore. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I want his prayers reigning in me. I want Mary's prayers. That's what Louisa did. And the prayers that you do in your ardent heartbeat, beat in my heart beating, breathe in my breathing, in the sleep that you take. Oh, how I wish to be near you, to whisper to your ear, I love you. I love you. Oh, please, please hurry. May your kingdom come now on earth as it is in heaven. That's our spirituality. It's to be so one with the Our Father that it's fulfilled. Jesus shows us that he gave this to Louisa and he offers it to us. If you have the Book of Heaven, well, somebody wrote to me the other day and they said, what happened to those three books that were missing? And Jesus said, you don't know what you've done. Losing these three books of the divine will. You don't know what you brought this misery to the world. If you knew what it means to miss a book. And they said, did they find the books? Absolutely. They found the books. But Jesus was saying to us, if you have the Book of Heaven and it's dust filled, you've lost it. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing by not reading what Jesus has said? It's these books of heaven. This is what God breathed into Adam so Adam could be in God's image and likeness, the Ruah of God, the breath of God, that spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit is coming more powerfully now to give us back what Adam has lost fully through holy baptism. We're in God's image. Now with the divine will, God wants us to return to his likeness. Are you reading the Book of Heaven or is it full of dust? I said this to a friend of mine once. I said, where are the Book of Heaven? Well, I'm busy. I said, the little that you thought you have, you've lost. If you are reading the Book of Heaven, it consumes you with love. You cannot leave Jesus alone. You want to be near him. You want to be with him. Now, while I would have wanted my I love you to form a little circle all around the acts of Jesus, Jesus moved in my interior. He's telling us over and over again where he is. And he told me, my daughter, all of my hidden life, and such a long one, was nothing other than the recall of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. I, Jesus, wanted to redo within myself all the acts of humanity that they were to do in the divine will and then to hold them out to humanity. And I wanted to do this together with my mother, the new Adam and the new Eve together. I wanted her always together with me. It's always Jesus and Mary. It's always Mary and Jesus. It's never Jesus alone. It's never Mary alone. And in my hidden life, in order to form this kingdom, two people had destroyed the kingdom of my divine fiat, Adam and Eve. So therefore, two more, myself at the height of the sovereign queen, were to redo it. It's always a man and a woman. Creation, Adam and Eve. It's always a man and a woman. Redemption, Jesus and Mary. It's always a man and a woman. Sanctification, Louisa and who? If you read the three appeals, you'll know who it is. It's very clear. It's very clear. He says, so first, I, Jesus, took care of the kingdom, my divine will, because the human will had been the first to offend me by withdrawing from the divine will. All the other offenses came in second degree as a consequence of the first act of withdrawing from the divine will. It is the human will that is the life or death of the creature, her happiness or the tyranny and the misfortune into which she hurls herself with a human will. Again, when do you know your human will is when you go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasion of sin. Following week, blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I, it's, we are so weak. It's tyranny and misfortune, which we hurls ourselves into with the human will. Yes, we have been redeemed by Jesus and Mary and Calvary. Jesus rose from the dead so that we can rise from the death of the human will to live this abundant life of the resurrected life of Jesus that he gave to Mary. There's only two bodies in heaven that are glorified, Jesus and Mary's. There's going to be a third body. Why? We have to go back to where Adam was before the fall. You need a third person. You have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells Louisa, the reflection of the Trinity on earth is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, he says to Louisa, that in the divine will, you, Louisa, will receive all the treasures and secrets of the Holy Spirit, as much as you possibly can hold, contain. It's going to be overflowing. Why? The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. This book of heaven is astonishing. It's really astonishing. We are called to be filled with the Holy Spirit. At baptism, we're in God's image. Through confirmation, we are called to receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. God is supposed to reign in us. Who possesses it? Some souls, some saints had to go to purgatory for a long time because there was still part of their human will in them. It wasn't gone. It didn't die. So Jesus says, the human will is that life or death. If we surrender our human will to God as we were supposed to, or the death, if our human will is in charge, that's why we are addicted. You can't get to heaven with addictions. Food, television, hobbies, sports. I mean, I've had people say, well, our family is dedicated to hockey, to soccer, to golf in the summer. How sad. Our life should be dedicated to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our life should be dedicated to the Holy Church, to the sacraments and sacramentals. Again, if our human will is guiding us, it's hurling ourselves into tyranny and misfortune. And then Jesus says, the soul lets her good angel lead her to heaven. Okay. Or the one who's transformed into a demon hurls the soul into hell. The good angel will lead you to heaven. The transforming angel into a demon will hurl you into hell. All evil is in the human will, as well as all good, because the divine will is like the font of life placed in humanity that can spring joys and happiness and sanctity and peace, or it can spurs from itself the little fountain of troubles, misery, of sin, of wars, that destroys all that is good. See, Jesus is looking at us and he's saying, how do you want to live? So he says to Louisa, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you're anticipating hell. If you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you're getting ready for heaven. You're happy when you go to confession. You're filled with grace when you make a good confession. Jesus is telling us you've got to begin to see things from a divine perspective. Human happiness is misery. Human happiness, you know, sports, joy. I mean, people cheering for pig skin being thrown from one end of the field to the next. We should be cheering for Jesus. praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God, spending time with our Eucharistic Lord, not reading a book, but falling in love with God. Therefore, Jesus says, first, I took care of the kingdom of my divine will in this hidden life of mine for those long 30 years. And then with my short public life, just for 3 years, I, God, took care of redemption. And while informing the kingdom of my divine fiat, I had Mary, the celestial mother, always near me. In my public life, I did without her presence, at least corporally, because for the kingdom of my fiat, I constituted myself king and the Virgin Mary queen in order to be the first. And then she, the fountain of the kingdom that had been destroyed by the human will. She's the new beginning, Our Lady. See then how the kingdom of my divine will by necessity, by reason, as a result, was formed with my coming to the earth, Jesus says, in the first order, nor would I have formed redemption had I not satisfied my celestial father for the first offensive act that Adam had done against the father. Therefore, the kingdom of my divine will is formed. There is nothing left to do but to make the kingdom known. Who is learning about it? It's not your family. It's not your friends. It's not your neighbors. It's not your coworkers. It's not your parishioners. It's you. Jesus says, if you have the book of heaven, I have given this to you. Is the book of heaven, do you know the book of heaven? Do you live the book of heaven? Do you possess the book of heaven? Or is it dust on your counter? Volume 24, 4:16, 1928. I was thinking about the holy divine volition, and now thousands of thoughts wandered through my head, especially how can its kingdom come? See, that's Jesus says it's going to come. When I hear things, you know, visionaries, locutionists, I usually say, what did Jesus say about this? What did Jesus say about this? If it's not in the book of heaven, I don't think about it. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Where's the refuge? The refuge is Our Lady. She's the new Ark of the Covenant. How will the creatures be able to receive a good so great? How can creatures rise so high as to enter into that fiat from which creation came out? How can we do this? Jesus says, everything is in exposing oneself to the sun of my divine will, to the burning and refulgent rays of its knowledges, letting oneself be invested by them, caressed by its light, warmed by its heat, carried by the empire of its wind, so that the kingdom of my divine will may come upon earth. We're very close to what God is going to do. Everything is in exposing myself to the sun of my divine will, the burning refulgent rays of the knowledges, these truths, these lessons that Jesus is giving us, letting oneself be infested by them, caressed by its light, warmed by its heat, carried by the empire of its wind, so that the kingdom of my divine will may come upon earth again. This earth, this dust first. That's what God's waiting for. Our God has great plans. He's got great, great plans, and we're in them. He's given us the book of heaven. He says, if you have the book of heaven, I, Jesus, have planned that. I, Jesus, give you this book. It's up to you. Do you want it or not? This is why we have the second Saturday of the month normally of a day of recollection to become to reflect ourselves in this new and divine way of holiness. So Jesus says, when Adam sinned, corrupting the seed of his human will, if my divine will had not withdrawn from him its light, its heat, he could have restored himself immediately. You see the healing that's coming. But justice demanded that he feel the effects of his corrupted seed. And therefore, as my divine will withdrew, Adam felt no more light, no more heat in his soul, so as to be able to be restored, to maintain the seed of his human will incorrupt. Isn't this perhaps the kingdom of my divine will? It's yearning to return once again into the midst of humanity and more than sun to remove the corruption from their seeds. Why? To be able to reign and dominate in the midst of the human family. This is where we belong. We don't belong where we are now. This is a bus station. We got a ticket to go to heaven. And our whole life here is to say to Jesus, this is what I want more than anything of earth. This is what I want. God asked you to be a Catholic, to be faithful and obedient. Why? Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. So it goes back to, are you keeping holy the Sabbath? Are you keeping holy the Sabbath? That's the first thing that Jesus shows us. The Sabbath is the Lord's day. How are you keeping it holy? Are you glorifying the Lord, or is it another sports day? If it is, God's going to give you what you want. See, we want what God wants. The kingdom of God established in us on the earth as it is in heaven. Begin to keep holy the Sabbath. Begin to make the sacraments, sacramentals part of your life. Practice the Holy Rosary with your family. Practice the praying together. Practice going to church together, going to Holy Mass together. Practice adoration together. Now, as the soul keeps calling my divine will as the beginning of all of her being, she shall feel its divine echo, calling the divine will. We will feel the divine echo. Why? That's what Jesus wants. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, repeating the Our Father, praying the Our Father truly. This echo shall call her back to her beginning. This echo shall be resounding in her, and it shall reorder the soul anew. Don't make up your own prayers. Echo what Jesus taught Louisa. Echo, calling, what's the echo of Jesus? Calling us back to our beginning. Resounding in us, reordering us anew. And just, Jesus says, as our echo retreated from Adam because he withdrew from our divine will, in the same way, as humanity recognizes the divine will, loves the divine will, and wants nothing other but the divine will, the echo of our divine will shall return into the midst of humanity. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Peace on earth to men of God's will. It's not goodwill toward men. There's two ways of looking at it. It's peace on earth to men of God's will. You want peace in your family? Learn the divine will. You want peace in your parish? Learn the divine will. You want peace in your nation? Learn the divine will. You want peace on earth to men of God's will? It's going to happen. The kingdom of our fiat is precisely this, the return of the divine echo of God. It's not the faraway echo that has often resounded to the hearing of man from time, the time he withdrew from our divine will, but the continuous echo of God that shall resound in the depth of souls. And that word, that echo, transforms the souls. That echo shall form the divine life in the souls, giving them back the divine order, the divine, the royalty of the way in which Adam had been created. This isn't about redemption. That's already taken place. This is about sanctification. What is sanctification? To return to the proper order, place for which man was created. To begin to live this abundant life of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. The world doesn't want that. The evil one especially doesn't want that. So he's going to put things in our path to try to dissuade us, try to mislead us, as Adam was misled. I mean, if you really look at what the evil one said to Eve, that's what's going on right now. You want to become gods? I'll show you how to become gods. We're not going to become gods. We're to live in God's image and likeness. We're to echo God. The priest does that at Holy Mass, repeating the words, "This is my body, this is my blood," of Jesus. It's not, he's not making up his own words. He's echoing, repeating Jesus. That's where the transubstantiation occurs. It's echoing Jesus. That's what our God is trying to ask us right now. What do you want to echo? What do you want? What do you want to repeat? What do you want to say? It's if it's of Jesus and Mary, wow, it's glorious. It's amazing. It's tremendous. Listen to what he says. He says, the return of the divine echo. He says, the continuous echo that resounds at the depth of your soul. That's why the little children of the Holy Divine Will are happy. We're hearing it over and over and over again, transforming us. It forms the divine life in us. It gives back to us the divine order, the way in which Adam had been created. This isn't about being good and holy and saintly. It's what the priest does at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Volume 24, 520, 1928. I thought to myself, is it really true that it is the will of God for me to go there? Now she's now saying, Honorable de Francia. I know his name. St. Honorable de Francia made a place for Louisa to stay at the St. Anthony's Orphanage. And, you know, she's been upstairs if you go to the association, Louisa Picareta, she was upstairs there for 40 years in bed, never seeing the sun. And that's the fun part. When she got to Corrado, her bedroom was right next to the garden. And Jesus said, Louisa, see the garden over here? This garden is a simile of the Garden of Eden. And you, Louisa, are the third Eve. What does that mean? He says, not Eve the destroyer, not Eve the one, the rebeller. He says, you are the one, you are the restorer of the kingdom. You're the repairer of the kingdom. So here, Louisa, she's got all these ideas. I'm going to be going. Is it true that it is the will of God for me to go there? And then she says, and the members of this house, are they the true little daughters of the divine will? Is this what's coming? She was hoping the kingdom was established soon on earth. It's the same thing for the house of the resurrection of the faith of the priests. Is it true that this is going to happen? Yes, it's going to happen. The church is going to be brought to its knees. And it's nothing to be worried about. Jesus was brought to his knees. And the saints have all said, the bride of Christ must go to Calvary to be crucified with their Lord. Again, it's going to get bumpy. But good things are coming. Good things are coming. So she says, is it true that these little children are going to be daughters of the divine will? Shall they be the beginning and the rising of the divine heir of the kingdom of the supreme fiat upon earth? But while I was thinking of this and other things, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, Louisa, each saying that I speak, each word that I say, each sacrifice that is done in the divine will is to obtain its divine kingdom. He's saying that to us. Each word, each work, each sacrifice that is done in the divine will is to obtain the divine kingdom. And there are many messengers sent to the celestial fatherland that carry the divine circular, this letter, and makes the circular, this letter, through all the saints, all the angels, to the sovereign queen and to the creator himself, giving to each one the task, the different things that are needed for a kingdom so holy. Each one of us has a task from God, and you're going to delight in this task for all eternity. It's why God created you. He created you and predestined you to live at this time because good things are coming. Amazing things are coming. Astonishing things are coming. So Jesus says, each one a task to prepare the different things that are needed for a kingdom so holy. Each one of us sees God, hears God, speaks to God in a completely unique way. There's no jealousy in the divine will. What God has given to you, he's given to no one else on earth, no one else in eternity. Your prayer is so important to God that he says, I'm going to make of you my divine masterpiece in your prayer so that everything may be done with decorum. Everything may be done with decency. Everything will be done with divine nobility. So all the inhabitants of the fatherland with this celestial letter in their hand, the book of heaven, all get down to work of the fulfillment of their personal task of preparing each thing that God has assigned to them. Each one of us in the divine will has an office. Each one of us has an office. And God is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. This is the most glorious time to be alive. This is the happiest time of all of humanity. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.